الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. وبعد، respected brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, I welcome you, all of you, inshallah, to this daily program on the topic of Islamic manners from the book Min Adab al-Islam, authored by Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah ta'ala. If you remember, yesterday we were talking about the issue of, well, we started the etiquette because we are talking about the manners of visitation, manners of visiting people. I also talked about making sure that we keep our appointments, we stick to our times. I know this session we've started a bit late because I think there was a bit of problem in the timings, but we need to definitely stick to our times, and you know, normally we should end and start at the right times. But we talked about the manners of visiting and keeping appointments, and making sure that we take appointments beforehand. And then after that we talked about the etiquette of or the Islamic ruling that if you go to somebody's house and they excuse themselves and they do not let us in, and they excuse themselves, we should accept their apology without any hesitation. And then after that, we went into the etiquette of, and we learned that when we go to somebody's house, when we stand outside, we should make sure that we control our eyes, we make sure we look down, we make sure that we do not look at anything inside of the house. And yesterday I talked about this in great depth and detail, about the importance of making sure that we don't look into the inner part of somebody's house. Okay, we don't look into the inner part of somebody's house. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, look, you know, if a person was to look into somebody's house before seeking permission, before being given the permission to enter the house, it is as though faqad dakhal. It is as though that person has already entered the house without even being given the permission to enter, because the eyes are the main reason because of which we need to seek permission. This is the clear hadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So we learned about this yesterday, and I talked about how important it is from an Islamic point of view not to be nosy, not to be too intrusive regarding the affairs of people, not hanging around people's houses and the doorways and the entrances of the houses. I talked about yesterday how important it is, especially when we come out after our prayers, Taraweeh prayer, our Jumu'ah prayers, that we don't hang around people's houses and near the doorsteps. We don't sit on people's doorsteps without their permission, which is unlawful, because you are utilizing somebody else's property without their permission, and we have not taken their permission. And do not hang around so that we don't disturb them, we don't inconvenience them. And then we went into the etiquette of removing shoes, that once we are given permission and we enter somebody else's property and somebody else's house, then the way to remove our shoes, which the Sheikh explained in his book in quite detail. And then we started, I actually was slightly hesitant to start this particular etiquette, but nevertheless, I just started it yesterday, but inshallah we'll mention this etiquette and this adab, we'll start again from the beginning, which is choosing, there's an etiquette regarding choosing a seat. Etiquette regarding choosing a seat. Once we've entered somebody else's house, we've knocked appropriately, and we have been given permission to enter. Okay. Now, where do we sit? What is the Islamic ruling regarding this? What are the Islamic laws? What is the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the guidance of Sharia in this regard? And what does the Quran and Hadith tell us? Where do we sit in terms of choosing a seat? The Shaykh, the author of this book, Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah, he explains, he says, look, لا تنازع مضيفك. This is the text of the Arabic book that I have, so I will read the text and then translate and explain inshaAllah ta'ala. لا تنازع مضيفك أو أخاك في المكان الذي يجلسك فيه من منزله بل لا تجلس إلا حيث يجلسك فلعلك إن جلست كما تريد تجلس إلى مكان فيه إطلال على عورة من عورات الدار أو فيه إحراج لساكنيها فعليك بامتثال ما يأمرك به مضيفك واقبل ما يكرمك به أيضا. The Sheikh, the author here, rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy on him, he says, do not argue or do not argue with your host. Tanazu' means to argue literally, but this does not mean literal argumentation. It includes literal argumentation, but also do not oppose, do not go against, do not contest the decision of your host. So do not go against your host's decision or your brother's decision about the place in which he makes you sit in his house. What the Shaykh is saying here, that look, when we go to somebody's house, it's not our house, it's their house. Wherever they tell us to sit, that's where we need to sit. Okay? So the adab, the etiquette is once, and really, when we go to somebody's house, the moment we go in first, we shouldn't just sit anywhere we like anyway. I mean, the etiquette is that we should not sit anywhere and go into any room as we wish. We should wait for the host to order us, to tell us where to sit, which room to go into. And if they don't, then we need to ask. That's the proper etiquette and the proper adab when entering somebody else's house. You don't go into the house and choose for your own self which room to go in. You might just go upstairs into the bedroom. Into the house, straight into the bedroom. Or might just go into the, you know, some in the kitchen or something. Okay? What Sharia is telling us, what Islam is teaching us, is that once we go into somebody's house, first of all, we should place our shoes, okay, as we read yesterday, and we understood yesterday the etiquette of placing our shoes in an orderly fashion, and then wait, and let them tell you where to go. They'll say, please come into this room, the front room or the middle room. And if they tell you to go in a particular room, don't go against their wishes and don't argue with them that, no, I want to sit in this room, which many people don't do anyway, but this is the adab. And then once you go into that room which they have told you to go in, then again, don't just sit anywhere. Seriously, this is a very important adab which many of us overlook. This second part of the adab is something we overlook. They'll tell us, okay, we don't normally go into any room, we'll wait for them to tell us which room to go in. But the other point here is that once we even go into that room, we should go in and then stand. If there's like 4, 5, 6 people coming in, so the host will actually be near the door, welcoming everybody in. They'll say, come in, come in, welcome, ahlan wa sahlan, come in. And one by one, everybody will come in and they'll say, yeah, go in, please, please, in that room, in that room. Now, you'll go into that room, don't sit. The adab is, the etiquette is, do not sit anywhere until the host has come. And they'll say, please, sit down, wherever, here. Once they tell you to sit in a particular place, then sit there. The whole concept behind this, which the Sheikh will be explaining in this book, is that, look, there may be certain inappropriate places for you to sit in the room. Certain inappropriate places. Like, for example, there may be a place which has a very easy view into the other room, or maybe into the kitchen, or sitting right across the door. Now, if you go in the room and just sit right across the door, and the host is going in and out of the room, he goes, brings some water for you, then he comes back in, then he goes out, he exits, brings tea for you, the door is opening, and the door is directly in front of the kitchen or you know, the other room or the corridor where there may be women of the household moving around, walking, going upstairs, coming downstairs. So it's going to be uncomfortable for the host. So let the host decide for you where you have to sit. Let the host decide for you where you have to sit. If the host says to you that sit here, then you have to sit there. I mean, what I am saying is that we should wait for the host to tell us, and then if he doesn't tell us, we should ask, may I sit, where shall I sit? And if the host tells us to sit somewhere, then it's absolutely wrong to argue with them. So the Sheikh is saying here, do not argue with your host regarding the place in which he makes you sit, but rather, لَا تَجْلِسْ إِلَّا حَيْثُ يُجْلِسُكْ. Rather, do not sit except in the place that he makes you sit. Because it's possible, the Sheikh is saying, it's possible that if you sit as you want, you may be sitting in a place which is overlooking. إِطْطَلَالٌ قَلَّ يُطِلُّ in Arabic. إِطْطَلَالٌ means to overlook on something. Okay, something coming into the view of oneself. So you might sit in a place which overlooks some of the private parts or the private areas. May look at the private area from the private areas of the house, which means anything, which means, you know, non-mahram women that you're not able to or supposed to look at, or maybe there may be certain private areas within the house that he does not want you to see. Or in it, by you sitting wherever you want, there may be inconvenience to the house residents because they cannot move freely now, okay, because you are sitting right across. فَعَلَيْكَ بِإِمْتِثَالِ مَا يَأْمُرُكَ بِهِ مُضِيفُكَ. So the Shaykh says here that it is necessary for you to adhere to the command of your host. It is necessary for you to adhere to the command of your host. وَقْبَلْ مَا يُكَرِمُكَ بِهِ أَيْضًا. And accept that which he honors you with. This is an additional point. What the Shaykh is explaining here, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, may Allah have mercy on him, is that whatever the host offers you, accept it wholeheartedly, and gracefully. If the host offers you to, meaning he offers you something, in other words, it could be he could offer you a particular place, a particular seating. The host says, okay, may you sit here. That's what he's offered you to sit on the sofa. Or maybe he might say, can you sit on the cushion? Or can you just sit on that stool which is there? Now, wholeheartedly, the author is saying here that wholeheartedly accept it. You might want to sit on a cozy cushion, on a cozy sofa, but the host has offered you a stool or a chair that he wants you to sit on. We should accept it gracefully, because remember, it's not our house, it's their house. We've gone to visit them. Whatever they offer us, whatever the host offers us, we have to accept gracefully, wholeheartedly, without any ill feelings. And whatever food or drink or whatever, don't say, okay, oh, you bought tea, I wanted coffee. Subhanallah, you know, that is against the etiquettes. The host comes and offers you some tea, and you say, look, can I have coffee? Just accept it. Yeah, if they ask you that, would you like tea or coffee, the better adab is whatever is convenient for you, okay? But if they insist that, look, you know, it's fine, no problem, tea, coffee, whatever, then inshallah, mention whatever you want. But if they come and bring you, for example, tea, and you say, oh, this is tea, I don't want tea, can I have coffee? That's not what visitors do, okay? These are all issues that we really need to learn about. Yes, there are exceptions. There are exceptions to situations where you are very, very, very informal. It's your relatives, cousin, absolutely, you know, very close friend. You have that kind of relationship. Then these kind of these kind of issues, you know, you can, there's a bit of flexibility, you know, in this regard. And then the Sheikh mentions a hadith in support of this. He says, فَبِي خَبَرِ إِسْلَامِيِّ الصَّحَابِيِّ الْجَلِيلِ عَدِيِّ بْنِ حَاطِمِ الطَّائِيِّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ قَدِمَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَكْرَمَهُ بِالْجُلُوسِ عَلَى وِسَادَةٍ وَجَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ قَالَ عَدِيٌّ ثُمَّ مَضَى بِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى إِذَا دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ تَنَاوَلَ وِسَادَةً مِنْ أُدُمٍ مَحْشُوَّةً لِيفًا فَقَذَفَهَا إِلَيَّ فَقَالَ اجلس على هذه قلت بل أنت فاجلس عليها قال بل أنت فجلست عليها وجلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالأرض نقله الحافظ بن كثير في البداية والنهاية. In support of this adab and etiquette, now the Sheikh is mentioning a narration. He says that there is a report regarding the embracing of Islam by the great companion Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i was a major, great Sahabi, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a major Sahabi, a great companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hatim al-Ta'i was known for his generosity. This is, Adi is the son of Hatim al-Ta'i. So his father, Hatim al-Ta'i, was known for his generosity in Arabia. And his son is Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i, who was very fond with hunting, and many of the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding hunting animals have been narrated from the Messenger, from Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So this great Sahabi Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, regarding him it's mentioned that أنه قدم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he came to visit the blessed messenger of Allah, the beloved of Allah, Sayyiduna Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم, may Allah have mercy on him, our beloved messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he came to him. فأكرمه بالجلوس على وسادة. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah have mercy, Allah bless him and give him peace, honored him by telling him to sit on a particular cushion. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam honored him. Subhanallah. You know, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the Imam al-Anbiya, Khatam al-Anbiya, the last of the prophets, the final prophet, the Sayyidul Mursaleen, the master of all the prophets. His rank and position, as we know, is the greatest. Yet, the way he would honor his companions, he would look after them, you know, the way he would be humble, the way he would be so welcoming. There are many examples of that. And this is one example. When Adi ibn Hatim al-Ta'i radiallahu anhu came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he honored him by telling him to sit on a particular cushion. He honored him by telling him to sit on a particular cushion, you know, which was a good cushion, meaning a special cushion, a special place. He honored him. He said, look, please sit on this. Subhanallah. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the ground. Subhanallah. Just imagine, would that happen today? Very rarely. This is the, not just the Imam of the Masjid or the Sheikh or the spiritual leader or the great Alim or the great scholar. This is Sayyidul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. The master of all the prophets, the leader of the prophets, the khayru khalqillah, the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, subhanallah, he sat on the floor and he said to his sahabi, well, this Adi ibn Hatim, who actually had not even embraced Islam yet, this is a report regarding his embracing of Islam. He told him, sit on this cushion. He honored him. So Adi radiallahu anhu, who relates the story, he says, then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took me along. He's relating the story now. So what we said, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on the earth, the story in the words of Adi, Sayyiduna Adi says, ثم مضى بي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم took me along. حتى إذا دخل بيته, until he entered his house, تناول وسادة من أدم محشوة ليفا. He took a cushion made out of leather filled with palm fiber. فقذفها إلي. He sent it to me. He gave it to me. He said, here, please sit on this. فقال, and he said to me, اجلس على هذه. Sit on this cushion. قلت, I said, Adi is saying, I said, بل أنت فاجلس عليها. No, you sit on it because, you know, you are more worthy of sitting on this cushion. قال, بل أنت. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no, but rather you sit on this cushion. So Adi said, فجلست عليها. Then I sat down on it because he ordered me and he commanded me. وجلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالأرض. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم sat on the ground. This is a report recorded by Imam Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir in his famous, renowned book Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya. You know, Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, in about 7-8 volumes, is a famous book of Imam Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, which he wrote in order to mention the history of Islam, and you know, the Al-Bidayah means the beginning times, history, when Nihaya, which is the ending times. So he has also mentioned some of the signs of Qiyamah, before time, before Qiyamah, some of the signs of Qiyamah, of the Day of Judgment. The ironic point here is that Adi bin Hatim was not yet a Muslim. He had not embraced Islam. And he came to visit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself sat on the ground and he made him sit on a cushion and honored him. He said, sit. And he sat, first he said, look, no, you sit. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, you sit on this cushion. I want you to sit on it. I as a host have ordered you. And he sat on it. So that's the etiquette. By bringing this report, the author, the sheikh of this book, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda Al-Halabi rahimahullah, what he's trying to explain is that, look, this is the etiquette. Even if you feel sometimes that the host of the house is, you know, sitting in a lower place, for example, the host says, no, I'll sit on the ground, you sit on the cushion, then yes, once you might say, no, please, I mean, I don't feel good, you know, you sit on this. But if the host tells you that, no, you sit, then that's it. You take his order, his command, and you sit where he tells you to sit. Because you don't know the reason. There could be some other external reason as well. Just not only humility, but there could be another external reason as well. وَدَخَلَ And then the Shaykh carries on. And then he says, in the next paragraph, he says, وَدَخَلَ خَارِجَةُ بْنُ زَيْدٍ عَلَى بْنِ سِيرِينَ زَائِرًا لَهُ فَوَجَدَ بْنَ سِيرِينَ جَالِسًا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَى وِسَادَةٍ فَأَرَادَ أَنْ يَجْلِسَ مَعَهُ وَقَالَ لَهُ قد رضيت لنفسي ما رضيت لنفسك. فقال ابن سيرين إني لا أرضى لك في بيتي بما أرضى به لنفسي فاجلس حيث تؤمر. The author Sheikh rahimahullah, he says, and خارجة بن زيد رضي الله عنه entered on a great tabi'i. He went to the house of a great tabi'i, Al-Imam Ibn Sirin. You might have heard of Ibn Sirin's name, rahimahullah. Ibn Sirin was known as the Imam al-Mu'abbirin. Imam al-Mu'abbirin, the one who was a leader in the science of interpreting dreams. The one who was a leader in the science of interpreting dreams. And he has his famous book called Ta'bir al-Ru'ya, Imam Ibn Sirin. So Kharija bin Zayd radiallahu anhu entered upon Ibn Sirin as a visitor, went to his house as a visitor. فَوَجَدَ إِبْنَ سِيرِينَ جَالِسًا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَى وِسَادَ. So when he went to his house, he saw Ibn Sirin sitting on the ground against a pillow. So when he saw Ibn Sirin on the floor, on the ground, sitting against the pillar, he also intended to sit with him and join him. On the floor, on the ground, Imam Ibn Sirin, whose house he was visiting, was sitting on the ground. So he entered the house, and then after taking permission and all the normal etiquettes, and then he wanted to sit with him on the ground. And when he intended to sit on the ground, he said to him, قَدْ رَضِيتُ لِنَفْسِي مَا رَضِيتَ لِنَفْسِكَ. That, O Imam Ibn Sirin, I've come to visit you. I am happy for myself what you are happy for yourself. you are happy to sit on the ground, so I am happy to sit on the ground as well. I don't need to sit on a chair or anything on anything else. I, you know, would wholeheartedly sit on the ground as you sit on the ground, inshallah, with you. فَقَالَ الْإِمَامِ إِبْنُ سِيرِينَ إِبْنُ سِيرِينَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. He said to him, but I am not happy for you to sit in my house. Okay, إِنِّي لَأَرْضَى لَكَ فِي بَيْتِي بِمَا أَرْضَى بِهِ لِنَفْسِي. I am not content for you in my house, okay, in my house, except that which I am happy for myself. And therefore, sit where you are asked to sit. What Imam Ibn Sirin said, because Imam Ibn Sirin was sitting on the floor on his favorite place, okay, and this Kharija bin Zayd radiallahu anhu wanted to sit next to him. So Imam, and he said to him that, look, you know, if you're happy to sit on the ground, I'm happy to sit on the ground. But Imam Ibn Sirin, he, you know, responded with using a bit of tact, and he said, look, I'm not happy for you to sit in my house except that which is which I am happy for myself. And I am happy for myself right now to sit here, but sometimes I am happy for myself to sit where I'm telling you to sit. And therefore, because you've come in my house, فَجْلِسْ حَيْثُ تُؤْمَرْ. Sit where you are ordered and where you are asked to sit. By quoting this, the author, rahimahullah, is again reinforcing the point that, look, when we go to somebody's house, we need to sit where they tell us to sit. We should not contest the decision. Where we are ordered to sit, wholeheartedly, gracefully, we should accept it, inshallah. Then the Sheikh says, the final paragraph of this particular adab and this etiquette, وَلَا تَجْلِسْ فِي مَكَانِ صَاحِبِ الْمَنْزِلِ إِلَّا إِذَا دَعَاكَ إِلَى الْجُلُوسِ فِيهِ فَقَدْ قَالَ سَيِّدُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يَؤْمَّنَّ الرَّجُلُ فِي سُلْطَانِهِ أي مَنْزِلِهِ وَمَكَانِ سُلْطَتِهِ ولا يقعد في بيته على تكريمته إلا بإذنه ورواه مسلم والتكريمة الموضع الخاص لجلوس صاحب البيت من فراش أو سرير أو نحوهما. The Sheikh then, the translation of this is that do not sit in a place في مكان صاحب المنزل. Do not sit in the place which belongs to the host. What he's explaining in the next paragraph is that, you see, most people have their favorite places. Most people have their favorite areas within their household. Most people have their favorite chair and favorite space and favorite cushion and favorite space. You know, in your front room, this is your normal place. This is the normal place where you sit. All the time when visitors visit you, you sit in this particular place. When visitors come to visit you, this is your normal place that you sit on. So the Sheikh is saying that, look, the last thing you want to do is to sit in the actual place of the host. Don't go and sit in the host's place. Don't sit in the host's place unless, the Sheikh is saying, unless either da'aka ila al-julusi fihi, unless if he invites you to sit in his place. Okay? Because this has been clearly mentioned in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this is a famous hadith, a man should not be an imam for another man in his house, meaning in fi sultanihi. Sultan means in his dominion, in his area of leadership or his area of supremacy. So in his house, a man should not lead another man in prayer in his kingdom, in his dominion, in his house, in his place of authority. And he should not sit in his house on his favorite seat except with his permission. This is a hadith mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Now, brothers and sisters, there's actually two parts of this hadith, and I want to explain this hadith to you. There's two rulings given by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this particular hadith. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this hadith, he says, look, a man should not lead another man in prayer in his house or in his area of supremacy. Which means that when you go to somebody's house, the host to whom the house belongs, he's the person in control because that's his house. It's his area of supremacy. It's his dominion. That's his house, not your house. If you go to somebody's workplace and they're the boss, it's their area. Okay? If you go to somebody's factory and they're the boss of the factory, that person's the boss, that's their dominion. So normally the Islamic ruling is that when if prayer is being led and if prayer is being performed and offered with jama'ah, salat is being offered with jama'ah, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his guidance is that, look, a man should not lead another man in prayer, meaning the man who is the boss here, okay, except with his permission. So if you go to somebody's house and there's three, four of you, there's four guests, and there's the host, and then you want to pray Maghrib Salah, and you all stand up and you do the Iqamah, and then after that you want somebody to become the Imam. The guest, it's wrong, and it's against the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's unlawful for any of the guests to just go ahead and start leading the prayer and become the Imam without the permission. First of all, even establishing prayer, starting the Salah and starting prayer should be after the host has given permission. If the host says that, okay, no problem, okay, let's start Salah, you know, it's fine, inshallah. When you go to somebody's house, seriously, that's what we need to do. We ask, can we start the prayer? Is it okay? Once the host gives the permission, that's when we start. And you should say to the host, you lead the prayer. Normally the person, the host, he should become the Imam. He should lead the prayer if you are praying at his house. But if he says, no, please, you go. Then with his permission, it's fine. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in the first part of the hadith. And in the second part of the hadith, he says, وَلَا يَقْعُدْ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَىٰ تَكْرِيمَتِهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. And a person should not sit in a person's favorite seat in his house unless with his permission. Just like it's not permissible to become an imam in his house except without his permission, likewise, it is not permitted to become an imam, to sit on his favorite chair or seat, okay, unless he gives permission. Unless he gives permission. So this is very important. And this whole etiquette, and this whole adab which the Shaykh is explaining here is regarding choosing a seat. So the summary we've learned here is that once we go into somebody's house, first of all, we should wait for them to tell us which room to go into. Once we go into that room, then we should not just sit anywhere, rather let them tell us to sit. Let them inform us where to sit. Let the host order us and command us where to sit. If the host does not tell us where to sit, then ask, request, please, you know, may I sit? Where shall I sit? Is it okay to sit here? And if the host tells you to sit somewhere, then never dispute his command. Never dispute his ruling. Never contest. Never argue with him. Never go against where he tells you to sit. This is what the Shaykh is explaining and has explained in this particular etiquette and adab of visiting somebody, and in terms of their etiquettes of and the manners of visiting. And also, brothers and sisters, there are some others, one or two small etiquettes that sometimes we overlook, seriously. For example, we should be prepared to stand up and give up our seats whenever no other seat is available and somebody else comes in. Okay? Like, for example, we're sitting at somebody's house and all the sofas and the chairs and the cushions are filled with people sitting and somebody else comes in. We should be willing. Stand up. No, you sit on my place. I'll sit on the floor. It's okay. Seriously, that's a very important etiquette and adab, giving preference to other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, talks about the pious servants of Allah. When he describes them, he says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. This was specifically about the Sahaba companions, رضي الله عنهم, that, You know, they used to give preference to others over themselves. Even if they were hungry themselves, they would remain hungry but give the food and drink to other people. They would be thirsty, they would remain thirsty themselves, but they would make sure that their companion has water to drink. And this is the spirit of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And that's the spirit we need to bring in our lives. So if somebody comes in, we should be the first one ready, prepared to stand up. Okay? And if somebody comes in, it's good to stand up in their honor, in their respect, to greet them as well. And that's another etiquette which inshallah I'll talk about later on, about standing up for somebody, for standing up for a Muslim. But we should be prepared and we should be willing to stand up and give up our seat. Okay? When no other seats are available, or if you are sitting on a good seat, for example, on a prominent seat, on a comfortable seat, and somebody comes in and they would have to sit on a less comfortable seat, then what you say, no, you sit on this, you know, you get this better seat, I'll be here, it's okay, no problem. You know, this is the spirit. Many of us have forgotten this, subhanAllah. It's very important, you know, no matter how much knowledge and ilm people have, but we need to be humble. You know, we need to have this humility within ourselves. And another point is that especially when elders and ulama, scholars and respectable people come in, and they come after you, right? I mean, this is very important. If we are all sitting, somebody senior to you comes in, and you all sitting on the seats and cushions, and now the next person comes in will have to sit on the floor. But he's senior to you, especially when somebody senior to you comes in, your parents come in, somebody elderly, or any, you know, when your elder comes in, or an alim, a scholar, a sheikh, enters the room, or a respectable person in the community, then it becomes very important that you stand up and give your seat. Okay, you stand up out of respect for them. And if you do not, it is actually lack of manners and lack of respect. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he say in a hadith? He said, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. He mentions, and this hadith has come, you know, will come again later on as well, that we need to have mercy on our young people, okay? And we need to have rahmah and mercy on our young people and respect for our elders. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. The one who does not show mercy to our young people, and the one who does not show respect to our elders, he is not one of us. So this is out of respect for the elders, for the respectable people in the community, for the ulama, for the shuyukh, for the scholars. Stand up for them. When they come and stand up, say, you sit. No, I will. There's no chance whatsoever of me sitting on this chair. You have to sit on that seat or that cushion, on that sofa, on that chair. I am sitting on the floor. This shows humbleness, humility, brothers and sisters. I mean, I will tell you experiences that I've been with certain amazing people, subhanAllah, amazing people that I know, some friends from different parts of the world, they're not in this city or in this, some of them, most of them are outside this country. But the way their attitude is, the manners they have in them, the etiquettes that they have in their lives, subhanAllah, you know, second to none. Amazing, amazing etiquettes. When somebody comes in, you know, subhanAllah, you know, everybody, all of them would stand up for them and greet them, and there would be nobody prepared to sit on a seat. Everybody would be saying, no, there'll be a fighting going on, that no, you sit on the cushion, I won't sit in. I know a lot of brothers that I know that, mashallah, the way they are, that when they come to a door, they'll be like, for 2-3 minutes, no, you go in first, no, you go in first, astaghfirullah, no, how can I go in first, no, you go in first, no, you're on the right, and everything should start on the right, alal yameen, alal yameen. So then finally the one on the right who will go into the door and enter the door first, entering out of the masjid, exiting from the masjid, from the mosque, entering the masjid, wherever places. These are the adab and etiquettes of humbleness, of humility, of gracefulness, of politeness, of gentleness. You know, these are things that we need to inculcate in our lives. Seriously, and there are people there, as I said, I know people, great people, and these are very close and dear people to me. Many friends like that I have, and as I said, most of them are not in this country. But subhanAllah, the etiquettes they have in their life. And some of them are ulama and young scholars and students of knowledge. I remember I was just recently outside England, in another country. And we were all sitting, there was about four of us around, four or five around a table, and they were all like scholars. I, of course, not being a scholar, a student of knowledge, but the others were all ulama and scholars. We attended a conference. This was about a month ago. It was in Canada. And we were all sitting there and talking, and mashallah, some beautiful people. We were discussing issues, and then this elderly person, who was not an alim or anything, this elderly person, he came into the room, and he started talking with someone, one of the sheikhs, one of the imams that he knew. So he initially came with the intention to just stand there and talk for like 2-3 minutes, but then he got carried away. So he started talking, and it was like 4-5 minutes now he was talking. So one of the sheikhs, one of the alims, who is, mashallah, such a beautiful brother, in his mid-30s, a very knowledgeable person, none of us thought of this. He saw that this person has been standing there talking. We are all sitting around this table. It's like, you know, like a round table in the conference room. And he's just standing there and talking. Okay, we are all alims. He is not an alim or a scholar, but he's an elderly person in his 50s. He's been standing here. So he quickly went into the next room. He grabbed a chair and where the person was standing. He never thought he was going to sit. That person was just standing and talking, and then he thought he'd go away, this elderly person. He went and got the chair, and where he was standing, right behind him, he said, "Uncle, you know, this is the chair, please sit down, inshallah, relax." Subhanallah. You know, because when he first came in, everybody stood up, "No, you sit on the chair." No, but he said, no, "I'm standing, I'm going to go. So we all sat back on the chair. But then, seeing that he's been standing here for 3-4 minutes now, this young sheikh and alim, mashallah, went and got the chair. And actually, the other alim said to me that, "Look, none of us thought of this. These are, you know, small thoughts. These are small acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. How do you know you can be forgiven for something as small as this? We might think it's small, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is, you know, in the sight of our Lord and Creator, brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing small, there is nothing big. Allah can love something, and we can be forgiven for that. We can be forgiven for that." Okay? So this is very important, you know, in terms of being prepared to stand up when people come, when people come in into the room, we should stand up first. We should be the first ones being prepared to stand up and give our seat. Okay? Also another point here is that if you are called upon by an elder to talk to you, then we should return to our seat after you finish. Like, for example, you are sitting in a group of 10 people, and you have the big sheikh, there's some great alim, pious person, he's the main person, the center of attention, the focus of attention, he's the greater sheikh there. The rest are like younger people, or, you know, less senior people. And he, you know, the main person calls you, "Come here, I want to talk to you." And you go to him, right next to his chair, and you talk to him. After you talked to him and you finish having a conversation with him, then you don't just carry on sitting right next to him, you know, relaxing next to him on the main cushion. No, once you finish, as a person, as a junior, you should be willing to go back after you finished your conversation, go back and sit where you were originally sitting. This will enhance your reputation. This will bring about admiration for you. People will see, mashallah, this young person really truly has etiquette and manners. So these were just one or two additional points regarding, you know, when we choose a seat and when we are sitting as a gathering in somebody's house. And finally, we move on to the next etiquette, which is very brief and short, and then inshallah we'll have the ads and the break to all of them together. Iftar is fast approaching. I'm not too sure exactly what time iftar is, but I'll have a look inshallah. The Sheikh mentions after that, he says, the next brief point, he says, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ بَيْتَ أَخِيكَ أَوْ صَدِيقِكَ وَأَقْعَدَكَ فِيهِ أَوْ أَنَامَكَ فِيهِ فَلَا تَتَفَقَّ قده ببصرك تفقد الفاحص الممحص بل غض بصرك في أثناء قعودك أو منامك فيه قاصرا نظرك على ما تحتاج إليه فحسب. When you go to your friend's or your brother's house, now you're like a visitor, you've sat inside. For example, you're by yourself and you're sitting in the French room, sitting room, living room. He's gone to, you know, get some tea for you. He made you sit in his house, or you might stay overnight. Anamaka fihi. You're sleeping in the bedroom. What the Adab here is, and what the author, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Baghdadi rahimahullah, is explaining here, is that, look, be very, very careful, respect his privacy. Again, respecting his privacy. Do not inspect. لا تتفقده ببصريك. Do not start inspecting with your eyes. Do not examining with your eyes like an investigator who is an inspector. الفاحص الممحص. Investigator, inspector. Don't start looking around. You know, if he makes you sit in his front room, don't start looking at the ceiling, up, right, left, behind the cushion. Oh, what's in that box? What's over there? Start looking at everything. Right? I mean, it's a very important adab. Don't start touching things. Don't start checking things. Don't start examining things. Don't become an inspector. A visitor is not an inspector. Islam says a visitor is a humble visitor and not an inspector, not an investigator. You don't work for the police or the FBI. You don't go and check and you don't start inspecting everything. But the Sheikh says, rather keep your eyesight gaze low when you sit in the house or when you sleep. Even when you're sleeping, if you're staying overnight in the bedroom, again, keep your gazes low as much as possible. قَاصِدًا نَظَرَكَ عَلَى مَا تَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ فَحَسْبُ. Limiting your sight to only what you really need to see, and that's it. فَحَسْبُ. فَحَسْبُ in Arabic means only, that's it. Only see that what you need to see. Nothing else. Make sure that you don't start looking at things that you're not supposed to look. And then the Sheikh says, وَلَا تَفْتَحْ مُغْلَقًا مِنْ خِزَانَةٍ. Don't open a closed closet. Don't open something that's closed, like a closet, خِزَانَة. You're staying overnight, you're in the bedroom, don't start opening the cupboard and looking at, oh, what type of clothes he has. Okay, there may be clothes of the women of the household. You don't start looking at everything. You know, there are private things. Don't start looking at the closets or a box, أو صندوق أو محفظة or a wallet أو صرة ملفوفة or a wrapped bag or a wrapped package أو شيء مستور or anything that's covered. You know, there may be a sheet covering like a few boxes. So you are staying overnight at your host's house, you're like a visitor, and at night, you know, you're opening the boxes, you're removing the sheet, looking what's inside. Again, being nosy. As I've said on many occasions, Islam completely, you know, rejects being nosy in other people's affairs. فَإِنَّ هَذَا خِلَافُ أَدَبِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Because this is against contrary to the etiquettes of Islam. وَالْأَمَانَةِ الَّتِي خَوَّلَكَ بِهَا أَخُوكَ. And it goes against the amana and the trust which your brother has granted you. أو محبك, or your loved person, your loved one has granted you. He has considered you to be a trustworthy person, and you've breached that trust. دخول بيته والمقام عنده. And you've betrayed that trust, and this is a sign of a hypocrite. Therefore, the last line the Sheikh says, فعرف لزيارتك أدابها. Therefore, know these etiquettes of visiting. وَسْلُكْ لِحُسْنِ الْمُعَاشَرَةِ أَبْوَابَهَا. And enter the doors of good social behavior. وَتَزْدَادُ عِنْدَ مُضِيفِكَ حُبًّا وَأَدَبًا. If you do this, if you know the etiquettes, if you uphold these etiquettes of visiting, and you practice these adab, this will increase you in love and respect. You will increase in love and respect by your host. Your host will love you and respect you. Wallahu ta'ala yura'aka wa tawallak, and may Allah protect you and guard you. So that's the end of this adab, inshallah. We're approaching iftar, so I will end here. The summary of this is that keep the gazes away, low as much as possible, and do not start looking at hidden things and objects, and don't start opening safes and closets and bags and wallets and packages. Be very, very careful of respecting your host's privacies, inshallah. We end with this today. Tomorrow we have some other things about visiting, about timings and what time to go to people's houses to visit, what times to avoid, etc., inshallah. Until tomorrow, well, tomorrow is Sunday, so I won't be here tomorrow, but on Monday, inshallah, exactly at 6:30, we will start. Jazakallah khair for listening. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.